Cleveland may be Cornyland, as we dubbed it here on the Soul and Sports. Cornyland, not Cleveland. Cornyland. Boy, they 2-0 right now. And Tyronn Lewis, 10-0 in the playoffs. Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. So we got basketball to talk about for a little bit. And we got some NHL to talk about for a little bit. But it's all about WWE Extreme Rules. So welcome to the program, my brother, wrestling fan. Make sure you check out RVA Gamers because we taking over the Richmond, Virginia area. What's going on, NBO Richmond, my brother?
My brother, I would say testify because it's no lie. It's definitely you and it's definitely me. It's the guy that you call me, Mike, but on Twitter they know me as F.E., and it is Richmond. We are taking over. It is going down today because, brother, it is locking up Friday. Locks, you resurrected again. I got to know your secret, man. What kind of – you in the Lazarus pit or something?
Testify! That's all I can tell you, brother. Also, welcome to the program all the way from Miami with all this kind of different sexy out there. What's going on? Hello!
Yo, I can't beat that entrance that Micah just did. That was absolutely fantastic. I give it up to you, Micah. You're the man, man. You are the man.
It makes me so mad that he took that from me. But it's okay, because he's from the DMV, and I know he better have some idea. I actually just came from that area, from Maryland Live, and I know the traffic out there. Thank God for the HOV, man. What's going on, buddy?
What's going on, man? You from the DMV? That's what's good.
Yo,
should have had the chicken wings and mambo sauce, man.
No. Look, as I calm
down. You could
have
been ducked right.
As I calm down right now, I went to the Martin Luther King Memorial. And if you have not been there, and if you have been there, you know what I'm saying when I say this. It was almost a scary feeling in a heart. Like my heart, I've never really felt when people, when older folks say their hearts are heavy. As I walked up to that monument, the power. You know, if anybody watched the movie War Room, And the girl was like, she just knew that God had been there. That place has been prayed over so much in Martin Luther King's monument. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. The day was amazing, Wally. The day was amazing. I saw that monument, and I'm not lying. I felt something there, man. The spirit was deep. Spirit was deep.
That was up. I haven't been yet, but I'm planning to go real soon.
Somebody smacking
like right around the corner
right now. Are you driving?
Nah, man, it's like being in Ocean City. It's like if folks live on the eastern shore side of Maryland and they're right next to Ocean City and go anytime they want to, it's like that type of thing. Like I can go anytime I want to, so it's all good. But I will be there soon, shortly.
Listen, all I know is that place was phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. But Wally, the NBA playoffs, we ain't been here in 2 days. It's okay. We had the Fox Sports affiliate holding us down, but we're here now. All right, so everybody relax. All right, just relax for a second. Okay, but isn't that a hiatus? We wouldn't even a hiatus. In that time off, right, that we took, okay, we got a 1-1 series out west, right? We got a 2-0 series in the east. We got Roy Jones offering Conor McGregor advice on a rematch with Nate Diaz. With all due respect, got any excuses now, Roy? I don't think he's been giving anybody any advice. Man, the NBA playoffs. It's, you know what, in the beginning I didn't say this, but I can say it now. It's fantastic, my brother. It's fantastic. What's going on in the NBA, man?
It's been great. I mean, obviously, LeBron and the Cleveland Cavaliers, it's a joke what's going on in the Eastern Conference. You got Kyrie Irving. You got Kyle Lowry leaving a tied game to go back to the locker room to get himself situated mentally. So you already know where his mind is at as a leader of your team. Your star player, a guy to me, I think that makes that engine go, and he has to go back to the locker room in a tight game to get himself situated. It just shows you know, their mental makeup playing against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And also, it's cool to see like LeBron James not trying to shoot 3-point shots, you know, because Jay at times is broke. It's cool to see him go down low and get most of his points down low, you know, near the basket where he can do damage and always be that facilitator. As that point forward type of guy. So, and Kyrie and Kevin Love balling. This team looks strong, man. I mean, I know it's hard to gauge it because they're playing against some weaker competition compared to what OKC and Golden State's doing right now in their series. But we can only grade a team on what they're doing now. And the Cleveland Cavaliers look, they look like the best team in the playoffs, and that's how we got to grade them. Unfortunately, again, we have to, you know, you look at their competition, mm-hmm. where they're playing, but for what it is and on within their series, they look clean and look like the best team in the playoffs. And over here in the West, you got a battle of two of the better offensive teams in basketball. You obviously game one. You saw Westbrook take over in the third quarter, and Golden State in the fourth quarter. So he didn't play their style of basketball, but OKC did play good defense, and they used their length and their rebounding experts to kind of do what they needed to do in game one. Game two, you saw the Golden State Warriors do what they normally do. You know, shoot well, and that's what they did. They shot one. They ended up blowing out Oklahoma. If I'm Oklahoma, I'm concerned because you took game one and you felt pretty good about yourself.
Uh-huh.
But then Golden State showed you who they really were, and they blew you out. I've always said this in the series, if you're trying to pull the upset or you're trying to be the lower seed to beat the higher seed, if you take game one, it's okay to lose game two, but it's the way you lose game two. If you can
mm-hmm.
beat and almost mm-hmm. take and make that game competitive throughout the whole game, I'm a fan to say, you know what, you're in that team's mind, and now they think that you can truly beat them and win the series. Now with Golden State, because of what Golden State normally does, for them to embarrass Oklahoma in game two that way, it just brings more confidence to Golden State to say, you know what, we just played, we laid an egg in game one, we can do what we need to do to take, you know, do we have to do to take one back, you know, take one in Oklahoma. So I felt like because they didn't compete in game two, they didn't do what they needed to do to instill fear in Golden State.
Now, here's something that you mentioned, right, and going back a little bit, right, and I'm going to start with the OKC and the Golden State Warriors game. You never lied there. They were the Oklahoma City Thunder riding a big momentum high off of game one.
Uh-huh.
It was a complete lay of the egg in game two. Like you said, it's not that you want to get one. That's what you want to do. You want to get one.
Yeah, it's a goal.
But you mm-hmm. got that second game, you got smashed. You got blown out. Kevin Durant, we talked about it after the first game, went into the second game, still turnovers. I think he finished with seven.
Same thing.
It was seven turnovers in that game. It just didn't – what they did just to make – and what the worst part about it was that 15-0 run by Steph Curry himself. He had six turnovers in that game to only one assist. And Adams killed him with 10 turnovers in that game. Okay, so you can't play that way. You just can't play that way. You got to get more up front. Russell Westbrook's not playing the greatest game. He was 5-for-14 in that game also. Okay, so he didn't play the greatest game of all. Kevin Durant 11-for-18, but they got to get more. Everything we talked about them in game one that they got completely went away in game two. It's like they went in there, they got game one, and they're happy with that. You know what I mean? And you can't – really cannot play that way. And I'm going to come back to the Golden State game because I'm going to talk about a specific player that I know that Micah can't stand. But the Cleveland game, Kyle Lowry, leaving to go in the dressing room to get himself together. Excuse me, Adam Silver, that's the commissioner, right? Can you please get basketball out of Canada? Because I think when they go to Canada – they don't care. I know that it's just like, okay, well, I can just leave a game whenever I want to. No, you can't. How can you just get up and leave a game? And if they played so tough in the first half. So tough. I'm thinking like, whoa, this is going to actually be a game. You lost by 30-something points the first game, and you lose by 20-something the second game. Do me a favor. Where I know DeMar DeRozan's on his way to L.A., can we just all just turn off until the NBA draft right now? Because and we'll talk about that next week about the Philadelphia. No second on the draft. We didn't get a chance to talk about it. That's the Sixers got the number one pick. If the Lakers got the first pick in the draft, it wouldn't be no question who they would get. If the Celtics got the number one pick in the draft, it'd be no question who they're going to get. I have to mimic one of my founding fathers. You may not like him. I don't care. He's brilliant. Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith put it best when he said, I'm not sure if Simmons is built for Philadelphia. Talk about it next week, guys. So many points involved right there. But back to the OKC thing, and this is why I want to bring in Micah, if I can. Micah, Gary Payton, the glove himself, said your boy, not mine, not Wally's, your boy needs to shut up all that crying all the time. What's up with that, man?
we're talking about Gary Payton talking about my favorite basketball player in the world, Draymond Green.
Yeah, that guy.
Well, you know, we're talking about two different eras of basketball where, you know, you may get mad at the call, get upset at the referee, but you ain't cry about it to the media or anything like that. You just went ahead, put your head down, got working, got physical with the other team, got mad at them, did what you had to do, shot the lights out, stole the ball, got real up in their face. We're in the era now where if someone, you know, puts a crying, a crying meme on your face, a crying Jordan meme on your face, then you wanna talk about all the referee's fault. He traveled 10 feet, you know, they missed this call. And then you want to be able to talk trash while also not wanting trash talked about you. It's kind of weird how this entitlement mentality works among today's NBA players. It's all good, though. I think it was perfectly fine. The more old-school basketball players come out and talk about how soft he actually is and how tough he's trying to portray himself to be, perfectly fine with that. Now, that is the hate side of me talking. The logic side of me understands that Draymond Green brings a lot of versatility to the table, but he is the X factor, the Achilles heel of that team. And if you can get Draymond Green turning the ball over consistently or trying to do things that normally he doesn't do and make bad decisions, you can win the game. That's what they did in game one. They got away from that in game two just because they were starting to actually make shots. And they started making Kevin Durant started like, yeah, cool, I'm making shots. And then you turn the ball over. See, the only thing that separates OKC from Golden State is not points. It's not points. It's not even defense. Because they're going to do a long rebound and they should compete there. It's the turnovers. And that's the only thing that's going to hurt in this series. If they keep their turnovers down, I guarantee you Oklahoma City can win this for seven games, regardless if Steph Curry shoots for 40 points. Because he may get his, but everyone else isn't as consistent as Steph. So Steph can't carry a team. He hasn't proven that yet.
Well, 641-552-5316 is the number to call in and listen to. Listen, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back after this. We're going to lock up this weekend's game because there's only one game. There's no basketball tonight, which, by the way, I think is absolutely retarded. Thank you, NBA, for making sure that there's a Sunday game, because that's all that's about, Wally. You know it. You know it. Don't lie. It's all about having the best team on Sunday with the OKC. So we got Cleveland and Toronto tomorrow, OKC and the Thunder versus Golden State on Sunday. But, hey, also on Sunday, WWE Extreme Rules. We'll be right back, y'all. Fox Sports Radio, 1340, WHAP!
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Marshall Cab Company invites you to give them a call at 458-3325 when you're in need of transportation. That's Marshall Cab Company, Hopewell, serving Fort Lee, the Tri-City areas, with local and long-distance transportation. Remember, Marshall Cab Company. They will go as far as your money will carry you. Marshall Cab Company, 458-3325, operating right here in Hopewell.
Gonna build our new dream home down by the riverside. Ingram Realty is my guide. The Landings at Anchor Point, the newest riverfront neighborhood in the Appomattox. Located in Hopewell, just 1/2 mile from Fort Lee, features single-family houses, condos, and townhouses. Models open noon to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508. Located in Hopewell, contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508.
Looking for a barbershop that does old-fashioned shaves and haircuts? Look no further than the Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. Kenny and Keith do hot towel shaves using a straight razor. They shave around the ears and do shoulder massage. No appointment necessary, just walk on in. They're open Tuesday through Friday and the first Saturday of the month. Check them out on Facebook, Broadway Barbershop, 224 North Main Street in Hopewell. You'll not only look great when you leave, you'll feel great as well.
Shoes need repairing, don't know where to take them? Cavalli's Leather Shop and Shoe Repair, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell, is the place to go. Cavalli's features a complete line of motorcycle apparel, including vests, jackets, chaps, road packets, tool pouches, and gloves. Need a patch sewn on your biker's vest? Cavalli's is the place. They also carry Western boots and hats. That's Cavalli's Shoe Repair and Leather Shop, 3514 Oaklawn Boulevard in Hopewell. Phone 458-2016. Open 9 to 6 weekdays, 9 to 5 Saturdays.
Hi, this is Chuck Pendis speaking. Anti-termite and insect control have been in business for the last 42 years. We do federal, state, and local contracts. We do business without contracts. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep, if they crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439. Remember, if they fly, they die. If they creep or crawl, if they go up your wall, we get them all. Call 458-8439.
Hello, this is Jess. I'm talking about an auto repair shop that does foreign and domestic, major or minor, auto repairs, diagnostics, brakes, tune-up, oil changes, and suspensions. 14 years of quality service at affordable prices in Hopewell. Kohl's Auto Repair, 914 Sycamore Avenue in Hopewell, Virginia, between Woodlawn Street and Oaklawn Boulevard. Phone number is 804-541-2700. 914 Sycamore, 804-541-2700. Kohl's Auto Repair.
Red's Tax Service, it's tax time again, and the place to go is Red's Tax Service, 105 Pickwick Avenue in Colonial Heights. Red's Tax Service has been doing my taxes for over 40 years, and I haven't gone to jail yet. Red's offers electronic filing, drop-off, walk-in, and appointments. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 7, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 1 to 5. Call 526-8715, Red's Tax Service. Fishing and golfing information are free.
Veterinarians Dr. Mary Brown and Dr. McDonald of VCA Animal Care Associates in Colonial Heights are dedicated to providing your pets with the quality care you want and they deserve. Their staff will take the time to explain treatments available for your pet and provide you education on the various pet-related issues you may encounter. Although they are available when illness and problems arise, the Animal Care Associates team is focused on preventive care. They offer Care Club, a wellness package which allows for monthly payments for vaccines, spay, neuter, dental cleaning, as well as annual screening diagnostics to detect early disease. Since our pets cannot talk, early detection is so important. Boarding facilities and grooming services are also available to round out your experience. Located at 2403 Boulevard in Colonial Heights, Animal Care Associates is the veterinary practice of choice. They are open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, and Saturdays, 8 to 1. 804-520-2273 for the best in pet care. You will not regret it.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times,
giving you Tri-City Sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
641-552-5316. Listen, people. Extreme Rules is this Sunday. And we earlier in the week, we were supposed to have a discussion about why Extreme Rules is not really extreme anymore. You know, it's like it's never really – outside of the very first Extreme Rules, maybe the second one. Okay, I give it three. I give it three tops. It ain't really been that extreme, right? And, you know, so with all that being said, we're going to run down through these matches. And then we're going to tell you, lock it up. Or who we think we should lock it up with for this weekend. And then go back and give you some lock it up for the weekend, some other people that you can bet on. So that's what we're going to do. You ready? Like to hear? Here it go. So, as I said, this Sunday, what is this, Micah? What's this, like the 10th annual Extreme Rules? You know what I mean?
Something like that. I'm trying to tell you, man. It's coming to a point
it is the 8th annual Extreme Rules, but they had that one night stand after the ECW and they rebranded WWE one night stand. So if you want to count those two, then it would be the 11th Extreme Rules then.
Okay, we count those. So this is the 11th. Okay, but let's start off with the opening match. Maybe a kickoff show match. I'm not exactly sure. King Von, is it a kickoff match? You will know more than I would. I'm not going to that website right now, but I do know the matches. I wrote them down when I was on the bus today. I wasn't driving a bus, okay? People should relax. All right? We got it. My boy, Hill Ziggler, taking on my other boy, Baron Corbin. Now, I'll be first. So I'm not afraid to go first, and I will lock it up. I said at Payback, one of the other pay-per-view, help me out, guys. You know, I get forgetful. Was it the last pay-per-view?
Payback.
Okay, Payback, that he didn't need to win that match, Baron Corbin. There was no reason for Baron Corbin to win that match. But let's keep it real and let's keep it funky, guys. Baron Corbin has a lot going on for him right now. He deserves a victory at Extreme Rules. It can go a long way towards establishing him as the monster that they need him to be. They just need to get the microphone out of his hand. I've been arguing with people, and I like Baron Corbin. But I kind of, Mike, ever since you pointed out the Roman Reigns video from back in the day to how he is now, I can't help but I don't understand why these characters that come up, that they build from NXT, and before we used to complain because they would be one character and they would change them. Now they're keeping them the same, but they're not. Baron Corbin didn't talk this way in NXT. He wasn't this unbelievable in NXT. NXT, he was very believable, but his promo he got on SmackDown last night wasn't the greatest. However, he deserves this win. It can go a long way for his career because the other match, it didn't really matter that much. It was against Dolph Ziggler. Dolph Ziggler, he should have lost to the veteran superstar. Hillziger's here now for two things only. Get a paycheck and to put on good matches. I'm sorry, three things, and get people over. Baron Corbin wins at Extreme Rules, and I'm so sure about it. Well, hey, we don't have no choice. It's Friday. I'm going to go ahead and do what I do best.
Lock it up. No, you lock it up.
Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Going with you next, Hugo. Who wins this match, Baron Corbin or Hill Ziggler? Oh, forget you then, Hugo. Got us on mute.
Yeah, no, I'm here. I'm here. I don't like Baron Corbin. I'm sorry, Mike. You know what? I've seen him in the last couple of weeks since he's debuted, and to me, he just looks like Test. Realistically,
what?
And you know what? Rest in peace to Andrew Martin. Yeah, I'm not saying, but he reminds me so much of Test, and they're trying to push him like Test. Man, you know what? Who cares about this match? Yeah, they're going to give something to Dolph because they have to give him something to keep him relevant. And I really don't care, Mike. I'm going to go with Dolph Ziggler just because he's the established guy. And Baron Corbin could go away just like Sheamus can, man.
You know what? You deserve
locking up. You better lock it up. You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Go ahead, Micah. Who you got in this match, man?
Because he already won against Ziggler, and I thought that was over, and then they booked it again for
he didn't rules. He didn't beat Ziggler. Oh, yeah, he did.
He beat him all raw. I mean, he beat him clean. He beat him. He beat him clean and smooth in the ring. White with the end of day's finisher, which is a good finisher for a guy his size. It's basically a jumping FC. It's basically a jumping rushing leg sweep backwards.
The end of days?
Yeah, the end of days is really good.
Okay, I wouldn't call it that way, but okay, I got you.
I mean, but his D6, I don't know, his D6 looks even, I like the D6 more than finish it than in the days. His D6 is really good. But anyway, I'm going with Baron Corbin. It's just, you know, he's not a bad guy. It's just like what you said. He needs to get off the microphone. He gives somebody in front of him that can talk a lot better because Cass is going to start falling. You know, because he's trying to spit bars like Enzo and it doesn't work. So these guys who are really large, who have a very larger-than-life look, need to be booked in a larger-than-life way. Don't let them talk. You know, if they can talk a little bit, like Roman did in NXT interview, if you can talk like that, okay. The point was he did NXT way better, more so his kind of personality.
Right.
Because he sounded like Brock Lesnar when he, you know, I'm just coming here just get your face in and get my money and leave because you ain't going to stop me because you ain't big enough. Sorry. I mean, he was smashing indie wrestlers for a reason in NXT, and he was an indie smasher. So he needs to win this match. I hope he does. It'd be nice.
You know
what? I'm locking it up.
All right. Well, in that case, lock it up. Then lock it low.
Lock it up. No, you lock it up. Lock it up.
Who you got winning this match, brother?
Lock it up.
You heard that. You heard the rest, and you heard the best. Who you got?
Yeah, Corbin, I think it'd be a waste of time to lose to Ziggler, to be honest with you. It goes against what they pretty much worked hard in, you know, making him a draw. I mean, it seems like when he came out of NXT, they made him a decent draw in his debut on Raw. So I feel like it would defeat the purpose if he lost to Ziggler in this match. So I have Corbin winning and probably winning impressively. So you lock it up.
Also, as I lock that up for you, I'm a double lock it for King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter. Also locked up Baron Corbin in this match, and Hugo, you get on my nerves. Get on my nerves.
Get him under.
Man, he's just like Tess. You know he's just like Tess.
He's nothing
and that's
like
why you
Tess
like him.
Because Tess slept with Stephanie McMahon.
Okay. Yeah, kayfabe he did. Yeah. And the storylines he did.
Oh,
come on, Mike.
I thought in real life he might have knocked her off. My bad.
You actually think? You actually think Vince McMahon will allow someone like Tess to get around around with his daughter? Come on, Mike. You know better than that.
Let Triple H knock her off.
It's different. It's different all because he was associated with Shawn Michaels, and Vince loves Shawn Michaels.
All right. Next, moving on. Another one of my favorite wrestlers, Rusev, takes on Kalisto for the United States Heavyweight Championship of the World. Hugo, who wins this match, and do we care?
Not really, man. You know, I feel bad for Kalisto. Even though I'm sure he's enjoyed his run as a U.S. champion, but how relevant has he been? I would have loved to see the Lucha Dragons, you know, wrestle each other for the belt. Maybe it would have been made, you know, better sense storyline. Turn one of them heel.
I think that might be coming. I really do think
that
might be coming.
It can, but are we going to care? That's the thing, though. Are we going to care? Because unfortunately for Kalisto, he's been watered down in terms of who he's wrestled for the title. The show hasn't emphasized really on Kalisto. And I feel bad for the dude. I really do. And I'm sure he's enjoying carrying around that title away from him. But he needs to be taken away from him because he could be doing something else and just being, you know, the placeholder for the U.S. title. He could be doing something else. And I think with Rusev having it, then we could re-see John Cena coming in on Memorial Day and re-spark a really good feud, which I enjoy between Cena and Rusev, and have Cena take back the U.S. title, which I really enjoy with a U.S. Open Invitational. So I'm going to go with Rusev. You can lock it up.
All right, he's locking up Rusev on there.
You better lock it
Micah,
up.
Micah, who you got in this
lock
match?
Lock it up.
Everything that Hugo just said is the exact reason why I hated this run that Kalisto had. We all know and acknowledge and understand that there's a combination of things that make titles relevant and make them important. Cena being the name that he was, along with the way they booked his matches and the way they had the U.S. title run, gave it prominence. They could have gave, not necessarily the U.S. title open challenge thing, no, not that for Kalisto, but better matches and good stories. But you know what? Kalisto dropped the ball. Kalisto could have been a better talker. He could have fixed something. He could have connected more with the crowd. It seems like after the initial connection to Lucha Dragons, it was like, meh. And you know, and so we needed that connection. So he's lost that connection. Rusev is a person that we can actually get behind to get mad at. Oh, he beat up a little guy. He's still in the back. He got Lana. He's got something for me to yell about and get mad at him for. He's winning that life. So at least with him, they'll be able to do more stories. And yes, of course, it'll be so obvious when Cena comes back. That can be the first thing he goes after if he decides to actually, if they decide to move in that direction. So Rusev, lock it up.
Well, before I let Wally go,
you better lock it
as
up.
I lock
you
it
lock
up
it
for
up.
You.
Lock it up. Lock it up.
Now, I'm
lock
locking
up
Rusev also. Let me go ahead and do that. I'm locking up Rusev.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up.
But
lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
I'm locking it up on this one as a fan favorite. I think, honestly, so I you know what? I got to be wrong. Let's go for winners and losers here, right? I want Rusev to win, but I got to lock up Kalisto.
You better lock it up. No,
they're
lock
building
up.
Kalisto
lock
to
up.
Be
lock
the next Rey Mysterio Jr., okay? And the Lucha Dragons will, at some point, I believe, break up. If not, it's cool if they go back to the tag team division where they should be, in, you know, together anyway. But I think Kalisto became a little bit bigger than Botchmania, okay? Which, by the way, this isn't the one who botched all the time. You know, people got to understand that. That guy's gone back to Mexico. I like Kalisto. My kids like Kalisto. They love the lucha kind of a thing. I think Kalisto wins this match. I don't think John Cena comes back and gets the U.S. title. I know people are saying, well, where is John Cena going to go? I don't think he goes there. That's just, you know, it's just a hunch. I don't have to go off on it. It's just a hunch. I don't think John Cena goes back to the U.S. title.
Mike, really quick, I don't know where you're getting that he's going to be billed like the next Rey Mysterio. They haven't
mean,
done nothing with Kalisto. I watch it every week, just like you do, and I've never seen anything they're billing up like Rey Mysterio.
Who was his last feud with? Look at who he's been feuding with.
Ryback, an irrelevant dude that's on the verge of getting fired. Mike, come on, dude.
Hold on, let's put a quarter in the meter for a second. And let's stop. Let's get out of our crackhead feelings as wrestling fans and look at the product they're giving in front of you, right? Whether you like him or you don't like him, we've had this argument. It's not about whether you like Ryback, whether you think he's relevant or not, or whether I think he's not. That, none of that matters. The company, up until 2 weeks ago, thought he was very relevant, okay? So him beating Ryback was like Rey Mysterio beating other giants. Kalisto going against Rusev is Rey Mysterio beating other giants. That's how they're building him. He's a smaller guy with a mask that does aerial attack moves that kids can relate to. He's being exactly built like Rey Mysterio. I don't see how you don't see that. Ooh. Micah, am I anyway? Yeah. What are you siding with here, Micah?
I mean, for me, I understand both y'all points. For me, I kind of tie in a little bit too, because I'm trying to figure out, okay, Ryback is relative to the company, but he was relegated to the pre-show. He was relegated.
Exactly.
He had, like, I was trying to figure out what exactly about Ryback were they trying to sold on, other than the fact that when he takes his shirt off, he's happy. So outside of that, you know, what is it really that he brought to the table? Because when he was talking this stuff about him being creatively stifled, well, it sounded like that because he sounded like a robot when he talked. But I'm trying to figure out how creative he would have been, because when I see him, I don't see, you know, people like, you know, because they booked him like he was supposed to be Lex Goldberg. They booked him, and then there's a big muscle meathead dude that he should have had a gimmick where he would see me more, where he had a buffet come out with him every single time he went to the wrestling ring, and he'll wrestle while eating. Right? That's the more. I'm just kidding. But I'm trying to figure out, after his whole thing with John Cena, after his whole thing with CM Punk, he was really in obscurity. I mean, and even when he had his mid-card run title, it was like, what? Why do you have it? And that's not me talking. These are hardcore, not even hardcore, these are casual WWE fans wondering, why are you here?
That's what y'all be wrong at. This is where I don't understand wrestling fans, right? It's not about us. It doesn't matter if we like a person or we don't like a person. How many times have we not liked a person, didn't see talent in a person, but they pushed a person? They don't give up. They don't care.
But at the end of the day, we're the ones that are putting our hard-earned money to this. I'm going to WrestleMania in Orlando next year, and I deserve a right to disagree with the product.
You're still missing my point. I'm not saying that you don't. Listen to what I'm saying. Take out your feelings, people. This isn't about your feelings. And Vaughn, I didn't disrespect Rey Mysterio. I'm not the one building Kalisto that way. My comment towards that is not disrespectful towards the great Rey Mysterio. Get out of our feelings and listen to what I'm saying. Please, understand this. It doesn't matter whether you spend money or I spend money. How many times have we liked or look at a perfect example, Bray Wyatt. For the past 2 years, Bray Wyatt has been arguably, right, one of the most over superstars. What have they done with them? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely not. So it's not about whether we think a guy's good, if he can wrestle, if he can sell. The company believes the company will do what the company wants to do. That's all I'm saying, guys. I don't disagree with anything you're saying. You made me share my ways about 2 months ago, Hugo, about my thoughts of
I feel you.
But they don't care about us.
But they should care, because we're the ones that are actually putting money on this. At the end of the day,
if they actually cared, they wouldn't have been pushing John Cena the way they pushed him. Logically speaking, Cena shouldn't have been pushed. But they obviously seen something in him. There's some actual media appeal that he has. He's a company guy. That's why, I mean, The Miz has 5 championship title runs.
If they didn't,
that he brings to the table that they like, and that's why he
really quick.
Exactly. Hold on. Exactly, because that was the point I was gonna bring up. I got you back in there. I'll go. I was gonna say that. It doesn't matter what we think of Ryback. Now you got me saying it, right? How many titles has the guy had? You know what I'm saying?
He's had like 3.
Right, but he's had them.
Like 2.
But he's had them.
He's had like 2.
He had 2 Intercontinental runs, and he had 2 U.S. title runs already.
Okay, he had 4. Big deal. And do you remember any of them? Do you remember any of them?
Yes,
no,
I
you
do.
Don't.
Yes,
you
no,
don't.
Don't say, hold on. Don't say no, you, I don't.
Of course.
Don't say no, I don't.
Of course.
No,
okay,
no.
Fine. I know you
no.
do. But I'm saying,
okay.
Are they memorable?
Guess what? And we're going to move on. Guess what? There ain't that many memorable title runs that this company has had overall in the last 5 years. that people can already say outside
CM
outside
Punk
of,
for 134 days?
Outside of CM Punk, outside of John Cena, and outside of Seth Rollins, and outside of Brock Lesnar. Nobody knows. We know Randy Orton was the champion, but anybody remember how his title runs went? Hell no. Nobody knows that stuff. So you can't. That's like, come on, Hugo. That's you can. We know there's always going to be a squirrel grabbing a nut somewhere, but there's a lot more squirrels not getting any nuts.
You're telling me Daniel Bryan's. Hold on. You're telling me Daniel Bryan's also is not
okay.
memorable. He's also to be one of the memorable.
Okay, my bad. Let's not let wrestling fans forget the almighty Daniel Bryan, which I have his T-shirt on right now. Again, you're talking about how many title runs in the last 10 years, 5 years. In the last 5 years, you can name five big memorable. You can't remember everybody. That's what I'm trying to say, Hugo. You can't remember everybody's everything. Again, you're still going in your feelings. Oh, I don't remember that run. That run was that run made no sense. That run didn't matter. It was corny. It was stupid. Yeah, it was. But they don't care. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. I get everything you're saying. I know it doesn't sound like it. I'm on your team, bro. I get it. Ryback doesn't deserve to be there. I get it. Kalisto should not be getting compared to Rey Mysterio. But that's what they're doing. The writing's on the wall. So come get a taste. I'm just telling you, everything they've done with Kalisto since splitting him up, quote unquote, you can't see my air quotes, with, help me out, people, the other guy, right? The other guy, it has been Rey Mysterio esque. He's fighting giants. No one will ever replace Rey Mysterio, but they got to get the Mexican fan base back somehow. And guess what? As much as we all like him, it ain't Alberto Del Rio. He's not bringing in Mexican fans.
Well, he's in there for the money. We all know that. So,
and apparently he knocked up Paige. Which, by the way, I don't believe that. But
supposedly he dated Paige and Charlotte. You know how Vince has a relationship for him behind
right.
the scenes.
Yeah. He don't like that. Wow. He going double duty from the Paige league to the aesthetically non-pleasing chick. So real fast, moving on. You always give me that Ryback stuff. Every time I go out, you pull me back. I don't like the guy no more. But come on. Wally, who wins this match, Kalisto or Rusev?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Rusev. I think they're trying to build him back up from what he dealt with earlier in terms of like the drop-off. So I think he's going to win it, and we'll have Rusev back to, you know, a premier mid-card type of champion.
I would have nothing more but to love it. I'm a huge Rusev fan, not to mention friend of the program, Rikishi, trained him. So I'm all for Rusev getting a title.
Mike, Just a quick point. If Kalisto does win against Rusev this Sunday, I will agree with everything you said 150% about him being Rey Mysterio. Until then, if Rusev beats him, I disagree
right.
100% with
right.
what you said.
And you're right. You're right. And you're right. If Rusev beats him, you're absolutely right, because that means he only beat one, quote-unquote, allegedly giant. You're absolutely right. Moving on to the Asylum, Chris Jericho versus hashtag Amadeen Ambrose Guy. Can I just say this? Just the last time we're going to see Jericho, I'm going with Dean Ambrose. Get this match over with. Get Jericho out of the WWE. I don't want to see him until the WrestleMania after next year's WrestleMania. Who you got in this match? Pick one. Emmanuel TikTok about it. So if mom had let it go, my mama told me to choose this one. Wally.
Pineapple.
Wally.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Dean Ambrose. I'm a big fan of Jericho. I grew up loving Jericho in style, but this ain't Jericho. This ain't a Jericho that I used to like watching. This dude's
no.
something else. I feel like it's a whole different gimmick.
This Jericho sucks. Good way to lock that up. Who you going with on this one, Hugo?
Yeah, I got to go with Dean Ambrose. And can someone tell me what this Asylum match is, by the way? Is it like the Lion's Den match?
It's almost like a Lion's Den match, right?
It's Lethal Lockdown.
There it is. It's Lethal Lockdown.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Without blood.
It has to be though, Dean Ambrose. Chris Jericho's gotta go away, but not until next WrestleMania. Not after next WrestleMania. It has to be just the next one, Mike, because it's always good to see Jericho at a WrestleMania. I would like to see him in Orlando. So
if he leaves now and comes back where? The Royal Rumble?
Royal Rumble.
I'm good. Unless somebody's hurt, I'm good. Who you got in this one, Mike?
Oh, I got Dean Ambrose. I got Dean Ambrose in this one. Hashtag, I'm also a Dean Ambrose guy. And I think this would be a good way for Jericho to go out and to fade away and come back and have us wanting to see him again. A lot of people, you know, a lot of people growing tired of seeing Chris Jericho, things like that. But still, this has been, as far as his part-time runs are concerned, this has been one of his best. He's had some good interactions. They kind of make this go by the wayside and making it real bad with this stupid plant and jacket thing. But you know, at the very least, for the most part, it's been a really good run, heel run for Chris Jericho.
Yeah, I guess it has been. I'll lock it up for you anyway.
You lock it up.
The match of the night has to be The Miz, Sami Zayn, Cesaro, and Kevin Owens. This is really a tough one to pick because I think, as we talked about earlier in the week with the rivalry between Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, I think to make this rivalry elevate, right, to put certain guys on the map who are not there just yet, I got to go with Sami Zayn. I don't know where that came from. Coming into this, I was all ready to say Kevin Owens wins this match to get his Intercontinental title back, but what makes him even more angry than if Sami Zayn wins the title that he never got his fair one-on-one match back? That's, in the words of Spotface, that's great booking. I'm locking up Sami Zayn. How you see this one, Micah?
Now, on the last thing we talked about when it came to that Rusev match, now you know that the fan in me will love it to see Kevin Owens win it.
Right.
Well, I would love to see Kevin Owens win it. Actually, the fan in me would love to see Sami Zayn win it, too. And WWE doesn't always do logical booking when it comes to a match like this. Obviously, we talked about it earlier in the week, the best rivalry they have going right now, the best organic rivalry they have going right now would be Zayn versus KO, especially at SummerSlam. Oh, my gosh. Especially if Zayn does the same thing that he did in NXT with Kevin Owens, and he won the title first in NXT before Kevin Owens got the title. I would love that. But Kevin Owens is going to win. Lock it up.
Lock it up for Kevin Owens. Who you got in this one, Huggo?
You lock it up. Lock it
it's
up.
Really hard to know who I could lock it up, man.
It is.
I don't know. Like, I'm just going to go out of my gut. I would love to see Sami Zayn, obviously. I would love to see either Sami Zayn or Kevin Owens. However, I think they could do without the title. I think The Miz, obviously, is just a placeholder champion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they got to keep him relevant. You know what, Mike? Maybe it is time for the Cesaro section to start making boom in the WWE, and this title will catapult him to the next level. You know what? I'm going with my heart, man. I am going Cesaro. You could lock it up, man.
You know what's great about that? As long as it's not The Miz, I don't think any of us gets mad.
I think so, dude.
and I don't hate The Miz, but he doesn't even have a title.
That is fact.
You know what I mean? So, Wally, who you got in this match?
I ain't that negative on The Miz like everybody else is. I think The Miz is entertaining. But I'm going with Cesaro.
I think
he can hold the title and be. I think he does his job as a heel. I think you need entertaining, and he's a heel, and he has people who hate him. I think he's very entertaining what he does. I think for Cesaro, I think it's his time. It's just not fair to me that he keeps getting overlooked. And I know, you know, the time of the month, like Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, like, you know, it's the hot time of the month, and that's what people, like, really want to see. But I feel like Cesaro paid his dues, and he's a guy that I feel like deserves his opportunity. He's over with the fans. The man can wrestle. I think he should definitely – I would love to see him have the Intercontinental title on him.
Cesaro hasn't had it. The reason why I picked Sami Zayn, guys, this is where I made my logic, right? This is my logic. I know we all have our own. Cesaro has kind of a fan base with the Cesaro section and whatnot. That gimmick is stupid, though. The Switzerland ripping off the suit, stupid. But he still has his fan base. Kevin Owens, we already know where he is. Miz, he's The Miz. Sami Zayn, if going to be the next guy, right, if going to be the guy, some people have compared him to Daniel Bryan-esque, you know, before the Yes movement, kind of like going back like Daniel Bryan before the big booty at WrestleMania 28 that made him famous. Because that's what really made him famous, to be honest with you, WrestleMania 28. I think Sami Zayn gets this. Good. You know, lock it up for everybody. Locked up. I like it. I can't wait till Monday because, again, anybody but Miz. Anybody but Miz, King Vaughn. Moving on. The women's It's so weird, right? Natalya versus Charlotte collide for the women's WWE Women's Championship. Who you got in this one, Micah?
I really would love for Natalya to win this Women's Championship. I believe she deserves it. She put in a whole lot of hard work for it. Another young woman who I would like to see win the Women's title because she's probably more athletic than half the ladies on the roster. It's a nice little dark-skinned woman named Naomi. But anyway, that's another story for another time. Hashtag, I'm a Naomi guy. Anyway, Charlotte's going to win because we got to see that. We got to see them. We got to see her and Sasha Banks at SummerSlam. I don't see them giving it up to Natalya. I don't know. If they do, great. But I'm expecting Charlotte to win. Lock up Charlotte.
I like that one. I'm going to go ahead and double lock that for Charlotte because this makes sense. But 100% Natalya should win this match. She's been there the longest. She deserves it the most. She's the ambassador. And you know what also, guys? She doesn't have to keep it. What do you call them, Hugo? Shotgun champions? Am I saying that right? You know, she could be a transition. She could be a transitional champion.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't hurt Charlotte. It wouldn't hurt the SummerSlam pickup between her and Sasha Banks. But we know what it would do? It'll let Natalya know when she goes back out to do those readathons because she doesn't make it to WrestleMania because she's not on the card. We've all seen Total Divas kind of stuff like that. It'll go a long way with her that she got that title. I think it'd mean a lot, and I think she deserves it for that much. My heart's with her. She should win this title, but I do think they're not that. They don't love people like we love people as wrestling fans, so Charlotte will win. Who you got in this one, Hugo?
I think I sentiment everything that you guys say, and you know what? You said it yourself. It's not going to hurt Charlotte if she loses because she'll just regain it back at the next pay-per-view to have a summer feud against Sasha Banks. You know what? Once again, I'm going to play with my heart. I'm going to go with Natty Neidhart just so she could have finally a title run. Then after that, she can lose it.
She can lose it. I like that. I hope you're right. I hope you're right with your lockup. Who you got in this one there, Wally?
Oh, yeah, I got Charlotte winning. Just keep building her image into that mega match at SummerSlam with Sasha Banks. I think that's what it's all about. I mean, I know she can lose the title, but she can still build her aura to a certain extent to make that women's title championship match even bigger. So I have her winning for SummerSlam.
Last two matches on the card. First, let's go the New Day versus the Vault Villains. Can I just think that we're all picking New Day? Anybody here not picking New Day?
New Day.
New Day?
New Day.
Yep.
Well,
or New Day.
There's nothing better than when you say New Day than to do one thing and one thing only. Wally, play that beautiful beam footage. King Vaughn Jr. 720 on the Twitter picked New Day. Now the last match of the night for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. AJ Styles takes on the Samoan Bulldozer, the Samoan Superman, the Samoan everything. Did I say Bulldozer? I'm sorry, but that's his uncle, so it's okay, right? No, it's not. That's all right. I apologize, Umaga. But AJ Styles takes on Roman Reigns. Micah, who wins this match?
All right, the best match of the night, just kidding, is going to be at Extreme Booze because that may happen when he comes out. The fan in me says AJ Styles, but the logic in me says it's going to be Roman Reigns because he has to be booked like a Superman that can overcome the odds, even though clearly in this match, AJ Styles is clearly the underdog when you look at these guys standing side by side. But okay, it's going to be Roman Reigns, man. Lock it up, sadly.
Sadly. Hugo, who you got in this one?
No, you lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
This is a feud that could go on forever, guys. I think that Mike, our ambition of hashtag Summer of Ambrose is dwindling down and unfortunately dissipating by the minute that he's feuding with Chris Jericho. And it's going to be now the hashtag of Rollins. you know what, Summer of Rollins, excuse me. I'm going to have to go with also Dean Ambrose. However.
Dean Ambrose? We're talking Roman Reigns and AJ Styles.
Sorry, excuse me. Roman Reigns. However, I do believe, though, that that the feud will continue. And I'm going to have to go with Roman Reigns, and the feud continues all the way till Money in the Bank. And maybe you see AJ Styles wins, because I don't know if Seth Rollins will come back as a face, and you could see how fantastic would be AJ Styles versus Seth Rollins. I would pay big-time money to see that match at SummerSlam. So I'm going to go with Roman Reigns, but the feud continues. Who knows? You never know.
I'll tell you, I do know. There's a lot of things in life that are not guaranteed. When a star goes out of injury and comes back, I've never seen one come back as a heel, including Triple H. So when they come back from injury and they've been gone, it doesn't matter what the script is written for. The fans are automatically cheering them. It's going to be through the roof, especially against a Roman Reigns, or you know what I mean, if that's who he's going against. Wally, who you got in this one? Lock it up.
I'm usually a logical man, but AJ Styles, that's my dude. We go back way back, so I'm going AJ Styles to knock it off and get that WWE World Championship. I'm gonna lock that up.
And I wish that Michael would stop writing my thoughts in our chat, because the heel turn is coming, guys. AJ Styles, loses. Roman Reigns wins this match, and it sets up because the face is coming back that it's Seth Rollins. And it's the only way it's logically going to happen. We already know that they're coming back in June, right? So even if he loses, because I don't see if he beats AJ Styles, right, which I love this rivalry. We heard Cammy talk about he loves this rivalry. I hate that it would end so abruptly. So it does kind of have to continue. So how about this? I lock up a new contest.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up.
I mean, what kind of match is it? I don't think it's, you know what I mean? It's
how?
I don't know. I just, I don't, because there's no way that AJ Styles can lose this match and still come out looking.
The only way it can be a no contest is they did what they did. I was watching Lucha Underground, and Mil Muertes and Matanza Cueto, they got up to the top of Dario Cueto's office, and they had the spot where he did his 1,000 death move, his finisher,
right,
through the office roof. You can't have a championship match continue if both guys are down for the count. So it has to be some kind of move where AJ Styles goes just ridiculous, maybe a phenomenal forearm off a really, really high spot, or something where they're both hitting the ground at the same time really hard where no one can continue. It has to be something where they can't continue. And with the way Extreme Rules match has been going, they usually try to end it in the ring or close to the ring as possible. So
you're
that's
right.
Pretty much the way to go, no contest.
You know what, that was my punk way of saying I picked Roman Reigns already, right? I don't want him to win, although I'm not like you guys. I'm a huge Roman fan. I don't care what nobody say. Roman Reigns to me is incredible. And I won't say incredible. That's woo. That's woo. Woo. I hit myself in the back of the neck twice because I made a stupid statement. I do like Roman Reigns, though. Okay. I think it was incredible. Wow. But I like Roman Reigns. So that's what I'm going with, guys. And real fast, this weekend, Wally, real quick, 10 seconds. Lock up OKC. Or come on, Golden State, lock it up.
Golden State.
Golden State wins this weekend Sunday. Michael, who wins, Golden State or OKC on Sunday?
OKC.
Ooh, I got Golden State. Hugo, who you got?
I got Golden State.
Who wins tomorrow, Cleveland or Atlanta? I'm taking Cleveland. Wally, who you got?
Cleveland over. You said Toronto.
Oh, to Toronto. Thank you. I got Cleveland in the whole thing, so that's what I say. Hugo, who you got? Cleveland or Atlanta?
Toronto are scrubs, so I'm gonna go with Cleveland.
Oh, right. I keep saying Atlanta, right? Again, that's how bad Toronto doesn't show up. I don't even know who they're playing. Okay, Michael, who you got? Toronto or Cornyland?
Oh no, I got Cornyland. I got Belize Land.
Got Belize Land, and we also got Golden State and Cornyland from Vaughn. Listen, guys, our time is up. I'm getting ready to get up out of here, people. It is time to go. Have a great and phenomenal weekend. Make sure you watch Extreme Rules. Make sure you watch Game of Thrones. And don't wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some meat, and you don't love God. We out of here. I got to go. Peace.